It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and you know what they say, a hero is sometimes only as good as their weapon. And these ones, ooh, well, they were absolute stinkers. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are the 8 worst video game weapons. Number 8, the wooden sword, Ninja Gaiden Black. So this is at the bottom of the list due to the investment that you put into it ultimately being worth it, but you know what, until that point it is definitely one of the weakest swords in gaming history. The wooden sword is exactly what it says on the tin. In a game filled with comedically overpowered enemies with insane weapons coming at you from all angles, this game gives you the option to combat them with a tiny wooden training sword. Now the plus side to this is that it has more upgrade slots than any other weapon in the game, and of course once you upgrade it completely it becomes one of the best weapons in the entire series, the unlabored flawlessness. This hits like a dump truck under normal conditions, but when you allow yourself to be worn down to little to no health, it then hits like approximately 17 freight trains, making for a fantastic risk and reward system that can make the final boss an utter joke if you know how to use it. But in typical Ninja Gaiden fashion, you of course have to really, really work for the privilege of using this weapon, and have to put up with one of the weakest melee weapons ever made in a video game, where having weak weapons is met with severe punishment. Cheers. Number 7, the water gun, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain. Metal Gear Solid 5, despite being easily one of the most flawed of the original Metal Gear Solid games, still has a lot going for it that makes it a worthy entry in the franchise. If nothing else, elements like the water gun gave us one last heaping of that lovely Kojima trolling charm. It's one of the weapons that you can pick up across the game, and it doesn't shoot acid or nanomachines or some other Kojima weirdo nonsense bullshit. Just able to shoot water. It can short-circuit some, but not all machinery, and you can spray quiet with it while she's lounging around her cell if you're that type of guy. But at the end of the day, it's a water gun, a toy for children. It's a humorous joke played on the player, but good luck getting through this game with just this as your weapon. Number 6, the Bane, Borderlands 2. And speaking of trolling players, this is probably the undisputed grand champion of making an item for that exact purpose. The Bane is a gun that's more or less created with the primary purpose of pissing off you or your friends, luring you in with fantastic stats, only for it to make you regret that and all of your previous life choices. Firing this weapon will cause it to let out the most high-pitched squeal every time you reload, or switch it in and out with other weapons, or fire a bullet, or do anything with it, and the worst part about this is that even by lowering the volume of the game doesn't stop this from screaming in your ears. It also reduces your movement speed to an absolute crawl. After all of the build-up for this weapon, it turns out that maybe you should have listened to everyone in this quest telling you that the weapon is most definitely cursed. Number 5, the shotgun, Mass Effect 1. The original Mass Effect had, if we're being honest, a lot of problems. From BioWare taking way too long to understand that many players want to romance the alien raptor sniper man instead of Kaden, to the shooting being nowhere near as up to snuff as the following 3 games. And that is no better expressed, or worse expressed as it might be, with how the shotguns work in this. Of course, this being an RPG, shotguns work just fine as long as you upgrade them, but even at a base level, the other guns at your disposal are just way more practical to use. Unless you're taking on husks that need a close quarters, widespread solution to the problem that they introduce, you're much better off just sticking to the assault rifle. As they stand at a base level, most shotguns are just too weak to stand as a viable alternative to the longer lasting and longer range assault rifle or the far-reaching sniper rifle. Now obviously the game allows you to upgrade the shotgun, quickly bringing it in line, but still, why would you bother? Just stick with the assault rifle. Number 4, the Tree Branch, Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. So Breath of the Wild is a big game, and as such it loves to mess with you in various tiny ways. Most people already know the obvious ones, such as the infamous so-called prize that you get for collecting all of the Korok seeds, or the downright frightening flower lady who wrecks your for disrupting her flower garden. Now, of course, there are other weapons in the Great Plateau if you know where to look, but there will likely be more than a few enemies between those two points, so you'll have to be content with beating bokoblins to death with a stick that breaks after two or three hits, because of course it does, it's a bloody stick. If you get your hands on enough of them and understand that three hearts is nowhere near enough to handle the lot of enemies that are out there, and avoid fights until you get better equipment, then the tree branch might serve you well enough in a pinch, but I cannot stress this enough, swap it out at the earliest convenience. Number 3. Dual Berettas, Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Dual-wielding pistols is, outside of John Woo movies and maybe Devil May Cry, completely idiotic and guaranteed to get you killed, and no game is better at demonstrating this through some clever trolling of the players than Valve's Counter-Strike Global Offensive and the Dual Berettas. As the name states, this weapon consists of a pair of Beretta pistols that you shoot from both hands. Unfortunately, whereas other games like to portray this as being cool or badass, CSGO goes for the slightly more realistic interpretation of what would happen to an idiot who walked up to a firefight packing this setup in real life. You walk out into that firefight, guns gleaming in the wind, and then you try to fire. Unfortunately, you then find it's rather hard to aim with two guns at once when you have no means of staring down the sights. Also, since you're only using one hand, you have less resistance to the kick, so the weapons become super unwieldy. Finally, as you fumble about trying to reload, somebody will most definitely shoot you in the head, putting you out of your team's misery. Number 2. The Giant's Knife, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Now, before you start, I know that you can upgrade this so that it becomes one of the best swords in the game, I know, but in its original form, let's just admit, let's call a spade, and this spade is goddamn sh**. One of the longest quest chains in Ocarina of Time takes you from the beginning of the game almost to the end across 7 years of in-game time, and culminates with you getting one of the most powerful weapons in the entire game, the Giant's Knife, a sword so huge that you can't even hold your shield when using it. Well, this will certainly give old Ganon pause before he messes with me. God, it feels so powerful when I swing it around. Let's test it out. Oh, it's broken after two or three hits. Cool, brilliant, thanks, mate. Good to see that it took you 7 years to make this glorified butter knife. And then when you take it back, he's got the goddamn cheek to try and charge you for it. Again, I know that this becomes one of the best weapons in the game, but still, a younger me still howls in pain for all the time spent to get this absolute waste man of a weapon. And number 1, the pistol, Doom 2016. Now, I know that a lot of you are going to be crying out saying, what the hell? Hell, Jules, the pistol from Doom 2016, one of the best games ever made. Yes, I know, but this pistol, let's face it, was crap. Why else do you think that Doom Eternal removed it immediately? Now, the pistol is the first weapon that pretty much all Doom games give you, and yet none are more useless than the one in Doom 2016. Now, the other pistols weren't exactly the most powerful things in the world, but at least you could trust them to get the job done when you needed them to. In this game, however, well, enemies barely register when you shoot them with it. And before you say that the charge shot was good for staggering enemies, so was just running up and punching them in the face. And assuming that you've gotten to a point in the game where you have other guns, why would you use them? So yes, as said before, was it any wonder why Doom Eternal's first change was getting rid of this thing right at the start?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.